Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State House Representative Jared Klein about the state's legalization of cannabis oil.
You were a big proponent for the cannabis oil law, and how do you feel about how it passed into law and it going into effect on July 1st?
Well, I think there are several pieces of this whole puzzle, and yes, I've been the floor manager of this issue now for a number of years, representing the caucus and trying to get something done. The Senate passed a bill very late in the session that I took to the caucus. There was not a lot of warmth to that bill. I also had questions on whether the governor would sign that one. It wasn't that I was necessarily opposed to it, because there were a lot of good things in it. But I knew it wasn't going to get passed, and I didn't want to risk the governor not signing it, because the law as it was did have a coverage for epileptic people, and that was set to sunset. And the bill also was not going to be line item vetoed, so there was a fear that we could end up actually taking medication away from people currently getting it. So what the House we came up with was a compromised bill that we had confidence the governor would sign, that ended up doing several different things. One thing it did do was it expanded access to other diseases and other conditions. We've also expanded to allow the selling and manufacturing of CBD oil at 3% or less THC in the state. Probably one of the other big ones I think it's overlooked a lot is that we set up a board of physicians and specialists in medicine who will advise the legislature on what conditions should be included, what should be added, percentage levels, all of those different aspects. We're not scientists and we're not doctors. They need to help tell us and guide us on where to be going. So we got that component as well, passed it in the wee hours of the last day of session, and the Senate took it up and sent it to the governor.
What new or other illnesses are now allowed to be treated with the cannabis oil?
We're just talking the oil. The future is yet unknown. The board will be a big part of that. The Republican caucus just wasn't going to take the Senate bill. So the conditions that we had a lot of consensus on via looking at other states. We're talking about cancer with severe or chronic pain. Nausea, if they have nausea associated with it, MS with severe spasms, seizures, including those epileptic, AIDS or HIV, Crohn's disease, Lou Gehrig's, which is also known as ALS, and terminal illness, a probable life expectancy of less than a year. And then we did have a definition for chronic pain, but it has to be after everything else has been worked through, so that if somebody, that kind of answers some of the issues we talk about when we look at opioid addiction and treatment of pain.
What would be the process? What is required of a person to be able to get access to cannabis oil in Iowa?
The time frame is out there to get these things up and going as quick as possible. There is a time lapse that we have to get the rules written and all these different little aspects taken care of, because we do have some pretty good boundaries. We talk about the growing, manufacturing, dispensing in state. We're not looking at having a lot. We're limiting like to two for the growing and manufacturing. And those folks have, a lot of those people, some have contacted me directly, some have just gone to the department, in this case, public health, to inquire and get on the list so that when the rules are finally are all kind of worked out, they can get their applications in. For the patients, it's going to be done through their physician. It's not a prescription. It is a written recommendation.
And how soon do you think cannabis oil will be available for patients in Iowa?
I think a lot sooner than I would have said even a year ago. I was just recently over in Illinois touring some of their facilities, talking to some of the folks in their various state departments on how things are going, what they're seeing and trends, so on and so forth, because a lot of that, again, I floor manage the issue, so I bring these things to the caucus as a whole and inform them if they can't be on these tours. And I think it could be here relatively quickly. We're talking less than a year. I think we can actually have more of this available than we do today.
And as far as where the cannabis oil will be accessed, where is it that people would have to go to obtain cannabis oil?
There will be dispensaries in state. They'll be geographically representative. Four, I think, will be our number in the end, is what it'll probably end up looking like at the start here as things go, because we're not talking full-blown medical marijuana. We're talking about the oil that we have consensus on today, that you'll see probably a pretty limited number, but they'll be getting all these things. Nothing's going to be done with the snap of a finger. There will be a little time lapse here as they get all their pieces in place at the state level.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State House Representative Jared Klein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.